So linguistics, cognition, and culture are all influences on how one learns to express themselves. While there are different schools of thought and debates on which is the right way, diversity serves as a reminder that there might be more than one way to encourage learning, with emphasis placed on culture identity. By this I mean the culture must be defined so that the learning connections can be made by way of interactions that introduce culture, describe in terms of procedure, as aforementioned, reading from left to right, or reading from right to left, depending on culture, i.e. time of thought and expressed differently. We don't like that last part. So linguistics, cognition, and culture are all influences on how one learns to express themselves. While there are different schools of thought and debates on which is the right way, diversity serves as a reminder that there might be more than one way to encourage learning, with emphasis placed on culture identity. By this I mean the culture must be defined so that the learning connections can be made by way of interactions that introduce culture, describe in terms of procedure, as aforementioned, reading from left to right, or reading from right to left, depending on culture, i.e. time of thought and expressed differently. We don't like that last part. So linguistics, cognition, and culture are all influences on how one learns to express themselves. While there are different schools of thought and debates on which is the right way, diversity serves as a reminder that there might be more than one way to encourage learning, with emphasis placed on culture identity. By this I mean the culture must be defined so that the learning connections can be made by way of interactions that introduce culture, describe in terms of procedure, as aforementioned, reading from left to right, or reading from right to left, depending on culture, i.e. time of thought and expressed differently. We don't like that last part. So linguistics, cognition, and culture are all influences on how one learns to express themselves. While there are different schools of thought and debates on which is the right way, diversity serves as a reminder that there might be more than one way to encourage learning, with emphasis placed on culture identity. By this I mean the culture must be defined so that the learning connections can be made by way of interactions that introduce culture, describe in terms of procedure, as aforementioned, reading from left to right, or reading from right to left, depending on culture, i.e. time of thought and expressed differently. We don't like that last part.